Meredith. This is Kevin.
Hey, Kevin. How you doing? It's Ezra Cabrera from Easy Service and Maintenance, plumbing contractor out of Connecticut.
Hey, how are you?
Good. I received, you guys sent me a thing about business loans, so I'm inquiring on, see if you could help me out. If not, I can move on. So.
Okay.
What can you do for me?
Are you looking for cash or equipment?
I'm looking for working capital. Pay off some small debts, stuff like that.
Okay, how much are you looking for?
$1 billion now. well, I don't know if I'm looking to refinance the property I have or working capital for the business. So I don't know if you guys do the remortgaging or if you just do the business loan for working capital.
Typically just a business loan for capital. I know we're working on putting together a new product for property or real estate, but I think that's still a ways out.
Okay. No worries. So let's do this way. I'm looking at your application. I have all my information. So what's the best way to do this?
There is a reservation code on that form. Do you
okay.
see that?
Yep.
Can I get that from you, please?
2511-0601-0018-7436.
Six, okay. And what is your, actually I've got your email address right here. I'm going to send you a different form to fill out. It's probably clearer and easier than the form that you have there. You'll also need 6 months of your business bank account statements. And have you completed your 2015 tax return yet?
15? Last year?
Yeah. Okay, so we'll need that as well.
Hold on a minute.
People are still on extension for that, so I always ask.
I don't have that with me. I got the 6 months of, 6 months or 3 months? Why so much information now? All right.
Because so on the cash loans, the approvals, about 80 to 85% of the approval is based off of the bank statements, as opposed to an equipment loan where we're looking at collateral and lengthy business.
Yeah, that's fine. So, let's see. I have. You still need the visa tickets and all that information?
How much of your business is credit card based?
Let's see, if I'm doing 20, I'm going to say close to a little less than a third, give or take.
And how much are you looking to borrow?
I'm not sure. I want to pay off some credit card debt, a loan, small loan that I have a small balance on, and see where this goes.
Okay. What would you say your average deposits are into your checking account every month?
Between 20 and 30.
Okay. I mean, it's up to you. You know, really depending on how much you're looking to borrow. The only reason that we would be asking for the credit cards is because your credit, you know, when we look at your checking account, we're seeing deposits, right?
Right.
But that doesn't necessarily give a fair representation of your sales because your credit card processing company are taking their cut before they're depositing into your checking account. So
well, it's actually separated on my, you look at the bank statements, they show because the credit cards are separated from the normal deposits.
Right. But what I'm saying is your credit card company's already taken their cut before you're depositing it into your checking account.
Right, right.
So if you want to get a more fair representation of your sales, then go ahead and put that information in on the application. I don't necessarily need the statements, but
right.
Putting that information there may increase your sales by, you know, 10 or 15%. I mean, who knows what they're charging you? I have no idea, but...
You know, I didn't even think of that because what they deposit in is less 2%. They only charge me like 2%. So 2% of that number, you just multiply that. All right. I forgot about that. Add 2% sales credit. All right, so you sending me something on my email?
Yeah, you should have it now. And that'll have my direct phone number. It'll have that form for you to fill out and then just, you know, a couple item checklist of information that I need.
All right, Kevin Bice.
Yep.
Have I talked to you before?
I think we have, and I was just noticing in the notes, it looks like you had inquired on our webpage as well. Have you spoken to anybody?
Yeah, I just did that.
Okay.
I just did that like 5 minutes ago.
Okay.
Corporation. Oh, this is actually short. I don't see, maybe you have it on the heading. 6 months business bank account statements, corporate tax return. That tax return, you just want the heading page or something? That's a big package.
Yeah, I'd say probably the first 10 pages, just because that'll give us the numbers on the first couple pages, and then it also will have on your Schedule C the ownership breakdown just to confirm ownership.
Okay. 6 months. I got to figure what I printed already. Okay. Yeah, give me a little time.
Sounds good.
Alrighty.
All right, I'll keep an eye out.
Thank you, Kevin.
You got it. Thank you.
Bye-bye.